And do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
Oh, you heard no, I'm with you.
Boasters.
Boasters? Mm-hmm. We've used them, you used to use them a lot, but now it's a thing of the past again.
Mm-hmm. You'd say the bolster didn't go part way across the bed, it went...
All the way across the bed.
Okay. Did you ever say plumb across or clean across or slam across the bed?
But occasionally you might use that plumb across, but very seldom. We this is not something that's used in our part of the country, but I know that it's used in, I believe, in some places.
Mm-hmm. And say if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everybody, for the children to sleep on, you could make a, down on the floor you could make a.
Sleep on the floor?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear it called a shakedown or a pallet on the floor?
A pallet, not a shakedown. I've never heard that expression.
And talking about land, you'd say, we expect to get a good crop in that field because the soil is very...
rich.
Or another word for rich.
Good.
Okay.
Fertile. And you might use fertile. This is a good word for it.
What different kinds of land are there?
I'm afraid I can't say. You got, well, you have your sandy clay, and mostly, well, that's actually the two kinds of sandy and clay. Then you have your variation of the mixtures in between, which you could have. If you go to these soil specialists, they have hundreds of names for them, but it actually is sand and clay.
Do you ever hear of loam or
loom? Loam, yes.
Huh?
A sandy loam, you might call it.
What's that like?
It's, it's a mixture of sand and clay.
Mm-hmm. Is it a good mixture?
It's a good mixture.
What do you call that real sticky kind of dirt?
Clay.
Do you ever hear it called gumbo or buckshot?
Yes, you can call it gumbo. A buckshot, but actually it's clay. That's what we call it. But we use that in some parts where we don't have it. Where they have it, mostly they call it buckshot or gumbo.
Is it good?
It is very good land.
Where do they have it?
We have some just north of where we're at, mostly around the bayous, along the rivers, along the bayous, and then they have some of this. Black gumbo, which is a black clay in South Louisiana quite a bit. And Church Point and on down.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call the land that's next to a river or a stream? It's good for planting. Just kind of low.
A topsoil?
Or do you ever hear of bottom land?
A bottom land, if it's, yes, bottom land.
Mm-hmm. What about a field that might be good for raising hay, but not much else? You call it?
I took Anna's place and wanted to...
If you had just a grassland, you might call that a...
Besides a pasture, you mean a type of land?
Yeah, well, do you ever hear it called a meadow or prairie? Do you use those
terms? No, we don't use these. I know the terms, but we don't use them.
Mm-hmm.
A meadow... I've never heard of anyone over here using the term matter.
Mm-hmm. And land that's got water standing on it most of the time.
A swamp.
What else besides a swamp? What would you call it, sort of swampy land next to the Gulf?
It's boggy.
Okay.
Boggy land.
What about a marsh?
A marsh land.
What's the difference between a swamp and a marsh?